Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful message titled Why Jesus Died on the Cross under the subtitle What It Means to Have Abundant Life. Today he shares the final step in the process of accessing this abundant life and how Jesus himself lived it out. Let's join in.
Then the fourth thing that happens is that the Holy Spirit then empowers us to live this lifestyle on the earth. Why? Because on earth, we are faced with temptations, pressures, sin, curses, unemployment, e-levy, all kinds of things are coming against us. Wicked people, thieves, death. And whilst we are here, we are like foreigners. So we too, we are living here. We are not of this world. We are of the kingdom of heaven. That's why 1 Peter 2:11 says we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. So we are here, but we are not of this world, although we are in this world. I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, 1 Peter 2:11. That you abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. So the Holy Spirit, he gives us the power to manifest the lifestyle of this spiritual kingdom, which is called eternal life. He gives it to us. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So when he lives in us, he empowers us to live the lifestyle of heaven on earth. If you go to the British Embassy, they don't lead the life of Ghanaians in that embassy. They lead a British life in Ghana. So the embassy is seen as part of the United Kingdom. The whole building, the land is not part of Ghana. It's part of the United Kingdom. Every embassy, that's how it is. It's like it is part of that country. So a little bit of that country is in a foreign country. So whilst we also are here, a little bit of the kingdom of heaven is here. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says we are ambassadors for Christ. Ask somebody, ambassador, how are you? Tell your neighbor, His Excellency, how are you? Now we have arrived at the lifestyle. So eternal life, how does it look like? What does it mean to have eternal life? I've spoken about the process, how you arrive at it. But now, how are you actually supposed to live? This lifestyle, how does it look like? 1 John chapter 3, let's read that scripture, verse 1. This is John speaking. Incidentally, John was the only disciple who was not crucified. He lived to be an old man till he died. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. Do you know what it means? He said, we heard about Jesus through the pages of the scriptures, Isaiah, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. So at first we heard it. Then he said, after we heard it, then we saw him physically now. Because the Old Testament just gives prophecies about Jesus. But it says, now we saw him. Then he said, when we saw him, we looked on him, we observed him, we saw him going to the loo, we saw him angry, we saw him crying, we saw him eating. In fact, he was eating. People said he was a glutton. He was even accused of eating too much. We saw him at funerals. We saw him as a carpenter. We saw him when his enemies attacked him. We saw him as a minister. We saw him on the cross. He said, we looked on him. We said, we were with him. We saw him. And our hands have handled of the word of life. Then he said, we also experienced him ourselves personally. It was not like we were external observers watching from afar. He said, no. He said, at the upper room, we were there with him. We were all eating. We were all drinking. We were with him, the madman of Gadara. We were with him personally. We saw him drive out evil spirits. We saw him work miracles. We saw him weep at Lazarus' tomb. He said, all of us were there. Then in verse 2, he says, the life, that's eternal life, was manifested. The word manifested means to make visible to the senses. In other words, you can see. John said, when Jesus came down from heaven as a man and he lived on the air, we saw what eternal life, what it is. We saw that lifestyle in him. So when they saw Jesus, they didn't see an Israelite. They saw somebody from heaven walking on the streets. That's what John saw. He said, that's what we saw. We saw somebody from heaven walking on the streets. So he says, their life, this lifestyle of heaven, he said, was manifested. And we have seen it. And we declare unto you. Now, say, we are telling you about that life. That life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He said, when Jesus came, he didn't live as an Israelite. He lived like somebody who comes from heaven. So when we saw him, we saw how people in heaven live. We saw how they talk. We saw how they behave. We saw how they react. We saw how they respond to pressure and stress. We saw how they handle money. We saw how they handle people. He said we saw the lifestyle of heaven on earth. That's why John 1:14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. The glory means nature. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The life was manifested. And we have seen it. Then in verse 3 he said, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. That word fellowship is the word koinonia. And it means, primarily, it means to participate in something. So he said, we are telling you about this lifestyle. We are telling you, change your life, because you don't come from here. You come from heaven. So it brings me to a very important point. What did they see? Have you seen a witch before? I have seen a witch before. In fact, I have seen witches personally before. And I can tell you what I saw. One day, a friend of mine and I, it was called Imarus, were in France, went to town and were coming back. It was late, maybe 11 p.m. or something. And there was this woman on this dark road. Myself, my friend Imarus, the dark road, and trees. For some strange reason, I don't know why, being teenagers, we decided to stone the woman. So we would pick pebbles and throw. I don't know why we're doing that. We're just throwing, you know, and laughing, and we're just throwing the stones. Then at a point, the woman was very tall, unusually tall, very tall woman. She just stood like this. But we could see her back. Then as we got closer, the woman turned. Hey! Do you know what I saw? Fire was coming from her eyes. I see him standing by the door with fire in his eyes. and healing in his wings to heal someone who believes. Just open up your heart. He's waiting for you. But this was the witch. It wasn't Jesus. It was a terrible sight. That's what I saw. Have you seen a human being like that before? I think God was preparing me for ministry to show me such things before I even start. And when the woman turned, the next thing that happened was that we all fell on the ground. Boom! And the next thing I remember, I was in my room. Running. Oh, that day I'll win the Olympics. That's what I saw. So I'm describing to you how I saw a witch. A witch saw a normal human being. So these guys, who they said, that which we have seen, they'll tell you somebody who came from heaven. They said, what? We saw something. So what did they see? That's the question. Whatever they saw is supposed to be your lifestyle. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's give him glory. Whatever they saw.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the abundant lifestyle was exhibited by Jesus himself on earth. Join us again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of arthritis. So, dear pastor, I was diagnosed with arthritis a year ago. My doctor was surprised because, according to her, I'm too young to have it. Since the diagnosis, I've been in a lot of pain, especially my hip joints. But you prayed for me, and immediately after your prayer, I couldn't feel the pain anymore. I thought it was just wishful thinking, so I waited a whole week just to be sure. Now I can boldly say to the glory of God that I have not had any pain since then. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank him for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful miracle.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Bading. It's that simple. Kakra Bading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Bading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.